previously on Follow the Leader. And who I still talk to is the ex who never liked my wings to begin with.
Hey Dora, how do you feel about I trust Sol never to hurt me again?
See, that fits pretty well with the bond I was thinking of, which was I tried to help Kari once and I hope they've since forgiven me.
Are you thinking chases? Because I'm thinking chases.
I was thinking chases.
I think either how are we getting around or Sol stole a car.
Sol stole a car.
Sol stole a car.
Sol stole a car.
I'm with it. I'm with it. I'm 100% with it.
Well, that definitely implies why chases is happening.
What about fear or betrayal?
Betrayal is interesting, especially when you have like the factor of locals as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like betrayals.
We now return to your game, already in progress.
So I want to know. I want to know how Sable and Kari are feeling about all this, because I feel like I know how Sol feels about this.
Yeah. Well, she's not hard to read.
Sable's very hard to read.
Who's in shotgun now? As we pile back in and leave.
No, I think Z's going to take it, because I feel like when it's coming back, Kari's going to just get in the back with Sable and just, like, nudge.
Oh!
Nudge them over and let Z be up front.
Okay.
Z's turn!
Great. In that case, I'm definitely playing... It's like... Oh my god, you know what it is? Is Joni Mitchell's Blue.
Nice.
Yeah, I think it's... It's definitely Joni Mitchell.
To clarify, Kari has sat behind Sol. Mm-hmm. So Sable now has the slightly more room.
Yeah, that's good.
I do shift the seat forward as I climb.
Good.
In.
Kari is short. Like, Kari is only like 5'5", 5'6" as well. So that's not short.
Sable's like 6 foot, I think.
Sorry.
Is what I've said.
5'5" is not particularly short. It's just relative.
So yeah, and I think the storm is starting to hit, right?
Yeah. Mm. To answer your question about how Sable feels about this, I think Sable is gonna say a little prayer, make a little wish, maybe. One of those.
Do you do it out loud?
It's like not out loud, but it's also not like they're not necessarily being subtle about it either. They have a ring that they hold when they do this.
Gotcha.
Like, if anyone was paying attention, they would see Sable pull out a chain from under their shirt, hold it for a moment, and then put it back.
Got it.
Do they just hold it? Are they murmuring anything, or...?
Eyes closed, head tipped back against the window. They're thinking it. They're not really saying anything. But there's, like, a solid moment.
Because I'm looking at at Sable's lure. I don't know whether this is fully a ritual of sorts, but I feel like Kari would want to respect that and join in as much as he's able to do so. Like, especially if Sable does this kind of thing a lot. And, like, because, like, if it was, like, a prayer or something like that that had, like, a call and response thing, he would echo it.
Oh, that's really good. It could, you know what? I like that so much, I'm gonna change what I just said.
Well, you could still do a part of it silently and then do, like a closing thing for it, like as a thing you say aloud that sort of, like, closes it.
Yeah, there's, like, a really soft, and it's really soft, what they say.
Yeah.
But I think Kari can hear it still.
Okay, then he echoes it.
Good. I will let you know later what it actually is, because it is important for world building for later, but, yeah, and Sable just kind of looks at him, drops the ring back under their shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And the storm's coming in.
Yeah. Oh, I think after echoing that, like, it's a, as I say, it's a wide car, but Sable's also tall and the wings do take up room. But I think going to slide up close enough to Sable and just, like, rest a hand on their, like, knee and gently just sort of, like, squeeze it, because I've got this reassure with a gesture of intimacy. And it's sort of like, he doesn't say anything, but he sort of just gives them a look. He's just sort of like, I'm here, I see you, I hear you.
Jade! Yes. Playing right into this bond.
I'm here for you,
thanks,
buddy. You're welcome. You're so very welcome.
And I think Sable actually smiles a little bit. Yeah, you're gonna come at me, I'm gonna come right back at you, my friend. And they just nod. Like yeah. I understand, I hear you.
Yeah.
That was a good little moment.
Yeah, I always like where you get to play with focus. Like, I'm imagining like the camera is like on the back seat, like on the back of the backrest, like looking at them. But it's one of those shots where the car looks supremely long, so Sol and Z look really far away from the camera, and you're like feeling just how big this car is. And it's just this quiet moment between like Sable and Kari, like right in the front of the frame.
Yeah. I like that existing as its own little self-contained moment.
Yeah. I think the rain starts hitting the car.
Yeah.
And it starts in time with the beat of the music, just at first. And then it starts getting heavier and heavier. So do we drive entirely through the night? Is that what we do?
I do like the next scene sort of opening on dawn.
Ooh, yeah.
And it's still stormy, but like, you know when it's stormy and it just starts to the gray starts to creep in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's because of how we're traveling. It's off to the over the water as well, isn't it? That's where the light comes from.
In fact, I think we can like see it under the clouds for a minute.
That's good.
Somewhere between here and the horizon is the edge of the storm.
Mm-hmm.
So that when the sun comes up, it peeks just through for a minute before it goes back above the clouds.
God,
that's astronomically
good.
Possible, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I do think we're starting to see the remnants of road signs for, like, the exit signs for the boardwalk.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's actually as we're getting close to that exit that we... Do we hear a siren in the distance? Or what tips us off that the chase is on?
Is there a speed trap?
That's what it is someone coming the other way flashes their headlights, but like not soon enough, like, you know, they're like, hey, there's a speed trap, like watch out, like flash. But yeah. Not without enough time for us to do anything, and we blow past it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's really good.
Like the cop was like hiding behind the exit sign for one of the off ramps.
Question is, do we stay on the highway or do we try to lose them in the boardwalk town?
Well, one of the things that the authorities can do, one of the moves is force the players to stay put. And I think it's one of those things where there's nowhere, like the road stretches on and on and on, and there's nowhere really to lose them on the highway, so the only option is to go to ground in the boardwalk town and see if we can we can lay low there.
Thank God, I really wanted to go to the boardwalk town.
So did I, which is why it's happening.
Yes!
And I think we can like sort of montage that, right? It's like we go through the speed trap and like they don't pull after us immediately, because I don't think we were probably speeding, right?
Yeah.
No.
But, like, right after we all exhale...
Unpredictability, baby.
Yep. Oh, but it's also, they definitely had a plate reader.
Yeah, they had a plate reader.
Like, yeah. That's also what it is. It's mass surveillance. It's...
Yeah.
It's, they didn't come after us because we were speeding, but after that beep, 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 beep comes up on their little dash, then... Yep. Yep. And that gives us just enough time to have taken that exit.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, just turn off!
Yep.
And yeah, so like what, we pull off and like, what does this look like? Like, this closed boardwalk town. Oh, there's definitely an amusement park, like at the end of the pier, right? There's like a Ferris wheel.
Absolutely.
Fuck. And an arcade.
Yeah. And it's great because it's still so early, so this burgeoning amount of light is just throwing these shadows from the fairground along the pier, and they're really long and stretched out.
God, and it's still definitely raining, though, right?
Yeah.
So, like, it's just, and it's all, no, like, it looks like no one's been here in weeks.
Mm-hmm. Speaking from experience, because I am from the UK, so the seaside is never far away. It's just like there are a few things more depressing than the seaside when it's raining.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And like, yeah. And this is an abandoned seaside town where it's raining.
I want to throw in also there was some hurricane damage.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yep. Uh-huh.
Maybe not to the amusement park. Maybe the amusement park is still intact, but
the pier is tore up on the way to it.
Yeah, yeah. And some of the arcades, the shoreside arcades are like damaged.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all damaged, but not all storm damaged. And most of these just disrepair, right? That no one's taken care of these in God knows how long.
Yeah, and like a lot of it was glass fronted, so it's like loads of smashed, these big panes of glass smashed by weather damage or by people being angry or upset.
Lots of them just boarded up.
Mm-hmm.
You know how like a lot of those arcades have like shitty music playing, like shitty circus music?
Mm-hmm.
Is something still playing?
God, I hate it.
I don't know. Which one? Are you the one who walks into a place, like, we pull into, like, an open, broken garage, and, like, you walk in and flip a light switch and it starts?
Ooh.
Like, you flip a breaker and clown music starts somewhere?
Jesus.
That's love it.
Deeply upsetting.
Yeah, fuck. So what do you fucking do? Like, we've pulled in, we're pretty sure we weren't followed. I don't think we can still hear the sirens.
Yeah.
So we have a minute to catch our breath. What's up? Z is scared shitless, for the record.
Yeah, I was gonna say, when that gets flicked on and this music and light starts, like, Kari just reaches over and slams it back off again.
Uh-huh.
I've got a question.
Yeah. Mm.
How old is Z?
How old are y'all?
Unclear.
Sol's in, like, her late 30s.
Kari is early 30s, or appears to be sort of early 30s.
I'm just asking because that determines how Sol does her next thing.
So, Z is definitely, like, younger than the rest of you, but also not so much younger that it's creepy that I'm pining over Sable, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be creepy that you're pining over Sable because Sable is ambiguously 50 to 200 years old.
Okay, well, in that case, like, yeah, I'm probably in my early to mid 30s, but like young about it, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna use two regular moves at the same time because Saul's going to grab her phone before she exits the vehicle, and one of her regular moves is check your phone. But while she's doing that, she's going to kind of look over at Z and ask, "You doing okay?"
Yeah, I'm doing great. And I'm gonna take a token for lying about who I am or how I feel.
Nice.
Yes, good.
I definitely, it's like, yeah. And, like, weak smile.
So it's obvious that you're lying?
Are you good at reading people? I think it's your call whether you could, like, you know, whether you can tell that I was lying or not. Like, I'll leave that up to you. I think especially because you've probably felt similarly once upon a time, you could be like, I'm not sure that that's true, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think she kind of, like, looks at Z really hard and then's just like, okay. Let me know if that changes. And then goes back to her phone, obviously texting.
Texting your ex?
Yep.
Great.
Yeah. Love it.
Not gonna let that plot thread drop.
Oh, have they gotten any visits from anybody asking about?
Oh, man.
I'm also intrigued to put Dora on the spot and go, so which of the FTL roster is the ex-girlfriend in this situation?
That's something that I don't think it's anybody from the FTL roster specifically, because it's the ex who never liked your wings to begin with, and I can't imagine.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, since because of what the wings are a metaphor for, I'd...
Agreed. I'm with you. Gotcha.
That's fair.
The shitty ex is somebody that I just named. Her name is Elise Blackford, but I don't know that any of you know that because it's always been in the phone as you really shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I just remembered that one of the things for the authorities is betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So I think, you know, we as the viewers know that there may have been some visits. Like, maybe it's a split screen texting, you know, split screen between Elise and Saul both looking at their phones. But in the background of Elise's thing, there may be a cop there. But the text on the screen on Saul's side is, you know, just like, yeah, looking forward to seeing you. But she's not saying anything about the cops who are waiting.
Do you ask, can I lay low at your place? Like,
oh, God.
God.
Yes.
Okay.
Fuck.
Just, oh, jeez.
And so that's what the camera shows us, is the conversation ending in, yeah, of course, I got you.
Yep.
And then, like, the pan out from the phone into the cop. Like, not even in uniform, right? Just, like, in a suit.
Yep. Yeah.
Plain clothes cop. Jesus.
Great. Love to be betrayed. What are Sable and Kari up to? I think we're like laying low here for like a little while at least, right? Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Making sure we're not on the road right now.
Mm-hmm.
Especially now that it's like, I think it's like actually daylight now.
Yeah. I think Kari is like looking around, try and find like food for the journey or like another gas tank, like just is trying to be useful.
Mm-hmm.
And just trying to find if there's anything we can use.
I bet there's like an old tank of gasoline, but I bet it's probably not still good. Gas can only sit for so long, right?
Probably, yeah. Shit.
Actually, that'll be, oh, well, I'll go like Kari is like going around vehicle to vehicle with the old piece of hose trick.
Uh-huh.
And just, like, checking to see if it's worth anything. And he's just, like, clearly not having a great time, but is doing something useful. It's, like, kicked open a machine and got the last can of soda out of it. And it's just, like, desperately just, like, periodically swigging that to take the taste of old fucking gasoline out of his mouth as he desperately tries to find more fuel for the car. Kari just really wants to be useful, is the thing.
Oh, what a mood.
Mm. Oh, it's so true, too. Sable, meanwhile, is going to go to the amusement park.
I definitely go with you. I was going to say that I'm out at the end of the pier, like, sitting on the end of it. So I definitely come down to the... Because the amusement park's at the end, right? Someone draw a Ferris wheel on our... Here, I got it.
Excellent.
And the pier is, like, broken in the middle, right? Where...
I think there's, like, sections where there's just boards missing, right?
Yeah. I'm like, is Sable gonna fucking pole vault across the, like, the missing parts of the pier? Like, is that what's gonna happen?
Do their wings work?
I think their wings are...
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I mean, they're clay, so I don't know.
Well, yeah, that's the thing that I'm thinking about. I don't know.
They work you want them to work. But what I will also say is I really like the idea of, like, you're just like, oh, it's not a problem. Why would we care about this pier being falling apart? And I'm like, yeah, why would we care?
You want to know what? Sable is stupid enough that they would say the wrong thing. Right now. Uh-huh. Yeah. Sable's that dumb.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sable's gonna say the wrong thing. I don't necessarily think their wings work super great. Like, I think they're heavy.
Mm.
But I think that it would be enough to get them to the amusement park. And then they would have to rest for a while and then they could get back. But, yeah. Yes, Erica, they definitely are, like...
And, like, you're already across by the time you see me, like, balance beaming across, like... Yeah, I'm, like, picking my way across, and I make it across, but...
Okay, I have another thought.
Uh-huh.
And I sort of do want to lean this into the regular move, take action, leaving yourself vulnerable, because I do think that this is, like, a bit of a gamble. Sable's gonna offer to help Z across the pier.
What do you mean, help me across?
Like, I could just, like, scoop.
Are you sure? I wouldn't.
If you're not comfortable with it, you're not comfortable with it. But I'm.
Oh no! No, I know what I'm doing. I'm gonna do the same vulnerable move again. I'm gonna lie about who I am and say I'm scared of heights.
So wait, you are scared of heights?
No, I'm lying and saying I'm scared of heights and don't want to fly.
Okay.
Cause it's extremely scary, but not because of the heights.
Yeah, no, that's fair. And actually, I don't know how I don't think Sable buys it, but I think they let it go.
Who was it was Kari, not Sable, that I told, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so, yeah, I climb across, and I think we just get a scene of, are you sitting next to me just here at the end of this pier and, like, just staring out into the ocean together past the end of the storm in the rain?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's good.
Great. In that case, this is the moment where I'm going to spend a token to make the strong move. Tell someone something you've never told anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Let's go!
And yeah, sitting out here at the end of this pier, I tell you about the dreams of wings that I've had.
Yes.
And I tell you, I don't just tell you what I pull out of my, like, jacket pocket. Wait, I'm wearing borrowed clothes, right? Whose clothes am I borrowing? Who's my size?
Kari is.
Kari, what outfit am I wearing? What jacket am I wearing?
Jade, where's your Pinterest board?
Kari's doesn't have a whole lot of the wear clothes on it. Okay, it could be any kind of jacket, I feel like. Oh, maybe it's like a denim jacket with a bunch of pins on it.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. But they're all pins that are very clearly Kari's.
Yep. And, like, just like a plain... It's a tank top because it's Kari. You're lucky it's not a crop top because it's Kari. and, like, a pair of, like, ripped... Je- uh, no, Kari doesn't do denim on denim. What am I even saying?
You wouldn't, but I absolutely would.
Oh, there you go, because Kari does definitely own skinny jeans. So, you know, could be skinny or regular jeans. They're definitely ripped. So,
and I, yeah, and I pull out of this jean jacket, like, there's an inside pocket, and I pull out a little sketchbook, and it's getting rained on, and there's a picture I drew in charcoal. And I show it to you.
Oh, good. Oh, good. I do have a token. I have a token. I'm gonna spend a token. I think, I hope that, what?
I said, uh-huh.
Yeah, I hope that these are the right words. And cause what Sable's going to say is, I hope I get to see them for myself someday.
Oh, and Lucy just bursts out crying, just right there.
Oh no!
Just sobbing, and says, me too.
Does Z want a hug?
Yes!
Sable will give Z a very awkward but warm hug. Oh. Sable is not very good at physical affection, but they are very warm.
Oh. Oh my god. And we just get a shot of Z's messy hair as Z just cries into Sable's shoulder. Oh.
Oh.
I've got a question.
Yep.
Do you put your wings around me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do.
Great.
Just, like, really sort of, like, hesitantly. Like, I'm not sure if it's, like, wanted. Like, I'm like,
and
do
as
you
soon
want-
as I feel them around me, I, like, snuggle in closer.
Oh, okay. Because Sable's very much like, I hope that Z, like, doesn't mind because this is, like, a reminder of the, what they don't have, and,
No, it's good. And like there's oh, and there's definitely little tiny bits of like of what color is the clay? Is it gray or brown or like reddish?
Brown.
It's brown. And brown. So there's just a little bit of brown coming off of them in the rain, right? Like they're not like disintegrating, but like, you know, there's probably a little bit of clay dust that comes off of them, right? They glisten a little bit.
Yep.
I think you smudged the jacket.
I was going to say, this is a white jean jacket. Let me be clear. I'm just
making
that right
perfect.
Now.
And then we just get the shot of us back at the car and the jacket's all, like, slightly clay stained, right?
Yep.
That's really good.
Oh, I cry.
That's really good.
What's Saul doing? Still being self-destructive?
Always.
Yeah.
Pull out much.
Listen, she's angsty McMahon pain fed a lady, so of course she's being self-destructive.
Oh, I know. It's okay.
She's valid. I love her. If Meryl finds out, though, she's gonna come kick her ass.
Oh, yeah. Well, Meryl's gotta find her first.
That's true!
Yeah, I think maybe she does a little bit of exploring, not because, you know, she's got her phone in her pocket, she's, you know, not checking it obsessively, but she periodically checks it, but she's looking around the garage, looking, you know, the garage that we've parked in, looking for stuff that might be useful. She ends up picking up a, like, big wrench and just, like, kind of weighing it in her hand for a moment and then putting it in the trunk of the car. She's not really sure why she did that, but she's just like, I'm gonna use this someday, probably. Well, actually, Kari's gonna use this someday, probably. Because, you know, Kari's the one who works on the car. But, yeah, I think it's just a montage of her crawling through this and looking for useful things and not finding much that's useful before everybody returns to the car.
I think when Kari's managed to maybe get a can worth of usable gas to add to the car, adds that and is sort of like just hanging out with Sol, and the kind of, I feel like maybe these two have gotten to the point where they can be companionably silent.
Yeah.
And see Sable and Z coming back. And with that white jacket, it's really easy to see the clay stains on it.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. I'm going to actually invoke two of my vulnerable moves, in that I'm thinking I'm closer to someone than I am. by the very fact that I ask Sol this question, because I see this, I see you two coming back with like this closeness that wasn't there before. And I just, not even looking at Sol, go, what do I mean to you?
Hey!
What's up? Fight
me. Fuck you!
I got my location on. Bring it.
I'm getting in a plane right now! Bye, this recording's over. I'm going to the United Kingdom. I have your address, Jade.
You do have my address because you sent me a really nice Christmas card.
God, there's a vulnerable move I have that I keep looking at, that I keep wanting to use, but I don't know if I should.
Use it!
Be on your bullshit.
Do it!
Earn that token.
Let me think of exactly how this goes down. Give me just a moment. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say the name of my move until I come up with what happens. Because I think Sol sees the clay stains on the jacket too, and that it hurts. And like I said, I've got to think of how to phrase this. Sorry.
No, you're good.
No, I can't do it. I can't do it. Sol wouldn't do that to Kari. Oh. I was thinking about respond to pain with teeth and venom, but...
I don't know.
I mean, lean into the playbook.
Yeah, IMO. No, you're right. You're right, and it would also lean into the bond, you know, of Kari trusting Sol to not hurt him again.
And then she does. It's great.
And then she does, but how does she do that? What does she respond with?
Be honest, what does Kari mean to Sol? Come on, Dora, I know. There's a reason we have angst gremlin emoji.
Yes,
in
I
this
know.
Server.
I'm just trying to think of exactly how she lashes out, because she's hurt. She uh-huh. sees Kari's hurt, and I think she just shrugs and opens the door to the car. She opens the passenger side door to the car, because she's done fucking driving, and she doesn't say anything.
Yikes.
I think Kari just says quietly to himself in that moment, yeah, that tracks. and by the time that Sable and Z get back, the general sort of genial smile is back. And just like, I found some gas. So we should be good.
Good.
I feel so awful.
Don't, it's very good.
But I hurt Kari.
That's a fine. The fandom can destroy you, Dora. I won't. It's good.
Yep.
It's very good is the thing. So yeah, everyone piles in the car, and probably enough time has passed by this point that we can head on again.
Who's driving?
Kari will.
Okay.
Unless unless Sable wants to.
No.
Yeah, then Kari drives.
So I think,
what music does Sol put on as she has the aux cord? What kind of vibe? If you can't think of a specific track.
It's okay. So this is actually, I know exactly what she puts on, and you're going to have to forgive me because it's been so long since I've listened to this band. I don't know exactly how shitty they actually are as far as like their politics and lyrics are concerned. Mm-hmm. But I have a shitty ex who didn't really accept like who I was, and so that shitty ex listened to a band called Machine Head, which is like really angry metal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's what Saul puts on.
Hmm.
So I'm not sure I want to recommend anybody go listen to Machine Head. I just remember it was very angry metal, and my ex liked it at the time, so we're just gonna flavor that.
I think after like one or two songs, like Z very quietly asks, can we listen to something less tense?
And there's a moment, you know, Sol pauses the music, and there's a moment where she's silent, and then
I hold up my hand for the aux cord from the back seat, like leaning way up forward.
Yeah, she lets you have it.
I put on the Deep Purple album Machine Head.
Nice.
Sorry, I just desperately needed to make that joke.
Good. Oh no, it was really good. It was really good.
Fucking good. I'm going to go find it right now.
So, like, we have this, like, fucking, whatever, groove, this thrash metal, groove metal playing, and I'm just like, and we just have smoke on the water as we, like, roll out of this boardwalk town. It's all boarded up.
That's good. So we peel out of the boardwalk, and we're heading on towards the walled community.
Yeah, I feel like the walled community should be our, you know, next scene.
Mm-hmm. Like us arriving there?
Yeah, what does Elise's house look like in this walled community?
I think she lives in like a townhouse, but it's like one of those cookie cutter townhouses where every single like it's a perfect row of these perfect like alternating white and pale like powder blue townhomes.
Conformity.
They each have, you know, the exact same yard. Maybe one yard has, like, a couple of, like, kids' toys in it. But it's just, you know, the only reason Saul knows which one it is because, you know, she's probably been there before. Like, she has been there before because, you know, she used to date Elise, so.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Did Elise live here at the time?
I want to say so.
Okay.
I want to say Elise lived here at the time. Saul lived somewhere, not in the walled community, but somewhere not too far away. And then, like, after the breakup, Saul
moved away.
Went drifting. Yeah, moved away.
I'm picking up the situation locals as we are entering a new town.
Yeah, and please.
I think as we sort of... Because Kari's driving at this point, so Sol is giving directions, and I want to use the move, make it clear that this is not a safe place. And I just think every time we pass anybody, they turn to look at the car, and their eyes follow us the entire time we're in their eye line. And it's just, we are.
Yeah.
That's good.
Nobody's aggressive, nothing like that, but everywhere we go... It's not just cameras on poles watching us. Everyone is.
I don't think it's even necessarily cameras on poles. I think...
Mm.
Have you heard of the like, Ring doorbell camera?
Yep.
I think everywhere has something like that where it's not obvious because, you know, those cameras are just such an eyesore, you know?
Yeah. And we just want people to feel safe in their homes.
Yeah. So it's like everybody has something small that's connected to the CCTV instead of like cameras on poles or anything like that.
And like we're just getting like camera angles of like from the front door of these buildings of just our car going by. Like we just get that shot.
Mm-hmm. Like it's like fisheye lenses.
Yep.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly.
Where are my moves? I keep losing them.
I ate them.
I'm just doing one of my vulnerable moves, which is retreat into a ritual or prayer. And Sable's just, like, got the ring and is just gripping it really tightly in a, like, white-knuckled grip and is, like, looking down at their feet and not responding to literally anyone else. in the car. Not that anyone's necessarily asking them anything, but they're just, like, completely just shut down.
Mm. Kari clocks this in the rear view and fishes the control, the music out. And I'm trying to think what song he would choose. It's something soft and croony. Definitely some... Oh, no, it's some Fleetwood Mac. Of course it's the Mac. Who am I even thinking? It's Dreams by Fleetwood Mac.
Good choice.
Beautiful.
Good choice.
I'm going to use one of my tokens to do help them forget about the world for a moment. And Kari just starts singing along. And just like the car is filled with the voice of Stevie Nicks and the voice of Kari Vaillant just trying to offer a moment of calm and reassurance.
And I think also when you start to retreat into a ritual or prayer, you're sitting in the back seat with me, right?
Yep. Sure am.
I reach my hand across the seat, like in a like, hey, I'm right here if you need me kind of way. And then I look at you and I ask, can you teach me?
That's out of character, sorry.
I'm scared too, and it looks like it's helping you, and I'm partly going for your lore here.
Yeah, and Sable's just sort of startled for a moment. And then they, like, take Z's hand. And they're just like, I need to actually write these fucking prayers, Jesus. But they sort of, like, guide Z through the words for safety. Anyway, but we keep driving.
And it's raining.
And it's raining.
I think Sol just kind of, like, curls in on herself. She's just, like, she doesn't feel like she belongs here, so she's just kind of, like, turned and looking out the window and trying to ignore what's going on in the car.
Yeah, well, Kari tried. You made it very clear how you felt about him. So, is that just the scene? Is it that, and then are we gonna, then the next scene is getting to Elisa's house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think when we get to the house there's any outward sign that there's the authorities here. Because, like, they're bastards, but they're not that stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But how does this go down? Like...
Yeah.
We get inside, but are they immediately waiting for us inside? Or is that something where they... Where they're not inside, they're just waiting for us to get in there, and then they surround the place and...
Who's picking up the authorities?
Do you want to take it, Erica?
I'll take authorities. So you said that they're surrounding the house?
Well, I was asking if that was how we wanted to do that, or if we wanted it to be one of those things where we get inside and they're inside, or if we wanted to be in the house and they surround the house, which was more interesting to people.
Saul, do you go inside first?
Oh, dang.
I think so.
And we're still parked out on the street.
Yeah.
And Saul, you were in the passenger seat, right?
Yeah.
So you get out and you walk inside, and we just see, after you walk inside, we see like three people in suits come around from the side of the house and let themselves in.
Jesus. Oh, jeez.
What do you do?
As soon as I see them, I'm going to use a vulnerable move, which is wield your fire to burn someone.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Great.
Hey, we said that there was going to be a fight between us and the authorities, so...
Uh-huh. There sure was.
Yeah.
So, I don't want to, like, go into detail about what ends up happening, but I think, you know, there's a shot of one of Sol's hands and it just like bursts into flame and you can see like Sol tends to...
Oh, literally, huh?
I mean, you know.
Go for it. I love it.
I feel like, you know, she's got burnt wings, so I feel like, you know, having actual fire is thematically appropriate.
Hey, Dora.
Yeah?
Did Sol burn her own wings?
Oh, geez. Yeah, she probably did.
that's sort of what I thought.
With as much self-destructive behavior as she's had, yeah, she probably did.
God damn it, Sol.
Mm-hmm.
Meryl's gonna lose her shit! I'm sorry.
So I have... Do the two of us, Sable, stay in the car? And Sol just gets out of the car, or not Sol, we just see Sol from inside. What do we do in the car, is what I'm asking.
The second that something kicks off in there, and I'm imagining this fire is, like, hot. Because, mm-hmm. like, fire usually is, but also I'm imagining, like, there's enough force when it goes up. The camera doesn't see what it is. The camera is outside, like, with the car in the foreground and the house, and literally the front window explodes outwards.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
In which case, Kari is getting the heck out of that car and going to get involved to get Sol out, if nothing else.
Honestly, this is part of the reason, like, I was a little torn between mm-hmm. Sable as the messenger and Sable as Sable is a traveler also, but partially Sable as the guardian. Because the thing that Sable is going to do is Sable's going to try and yank Z out of the car.
Oh, yeah?
The move is to take action, leaving yourself vulnerable, because Sable is going to get Z out of the car before they do.
Before
Sable can.
So they're getting Z out first.
Oh, yes. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yes.
You just like reach across me, open the door, and push me out? Or what?
Yeah, but I push you out in the direction away from the house.
Oh, so like Sol was on the same side as Sable. Uh-huh. Sable was on the same side of Sol, and it's sort of like you need to get... You're putting like Z on the other side, so the car is between Z and the house, as it were.
Yeah, but Z is also getting out of the car, but it's to the point where the car is between Z and the house.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think you both... What does Kari see when Kari gets inside?
Okay.
Like, Sol, what's the scene here?
Yeah.
I want to say that, like, there's at least one person on the ground already.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Sol's in the middle of trying to punch the shit out of another one. But there may be somebody trying to hold her back, and like...
That was definitely Elise, right?
Oh, mm. God. Oh, no. Okay, if it's Elise, like, there's one person on the ground already, and there's another person who's, like, trying to handcuff Sol, but if it's Elise is the one holding her back, like, she's not struggling that much because she doesn't want to hurt Elise.
Uh-huh.
Are Sol's hands still flaming, or have they gone out by now?
They've gone out.
Okay. Okay. God, what is Kari? Kari is known to be stupid. Let me be very clear about Kari and the choices he likes to make.
It's true. Kari is dumb.
Well, you know, dumb is by far the meanest word we have for brave, to flip that saying round.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's the weather doing? Oh, we said it was raining. Is it sun and rain, or is it just rain?
I think the rain's letting up by now, right? Or getting worse. No, it's
getting
worse.
No, it's getting worse.
It's getting worse.
It's full stop getting worse.
It looked like it was going to pass, and then it got worse.
Okay. Kari goes up to the house, and as the rain is coming down, when it hits his wings, the water picks up like traces of that teal and blue. And then as he steps inside the apartment, the house, like the water that runs off and hits the ground, like this pale carpet in here, has that color, the same color as his wings. Because I just really love that visual and I'm on my bullshit.
Yes.
And I think this is Kari. He might be a lover, not a fighter, generally speaking. But if it's just one handcuff on, I think he's literally just gonna, like, badly, like, football tackle the person handcuffing Sol and just, like, try and take them down just before the other handcuff can go on. And is literally just trying to give Sol a moment to get back.
And, like, I think this might be where we cut back to us outside to see the front door be thrown open and y'all both come running out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sol with a handcuff dangling off one wrist.
Uh-huh.
Yup.
Do we pile back in the car?
Do we grab a different car?
Oh my god, there's a black Crown Vic sitting out front idling.
I was about to say, what if we snagged one of those?
Just steal one of their cars, no big deal.
Yes.
Fuck yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's got the big fucking, like, grill on the front, or, like, the crossbars on the front, right? Mm-hmm. It's the whole...
Yeah.
Like, it's got the little, like, lights on the mirrors. Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have a cage in the back, though.
No, no.
Good.
And yeah, the tires squeal as we pull away. Who's driving?
I want to say Saul's back to driving.
Mm-hmm.
Handcuff, like, smacking the wheel.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, it's bashing against the dashboard. Like, it's still got that sort of swing on it. And, like, when the steering wheel turns, it just clatters against the dangling bit of handcuff.
So, I'm gonna spend a token here really quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I want to use my move, Soothe Someone's Pain and Fear.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I'm gonna spend both of my tokens because I'm gonna do that twice. Because one of them is going to be Sol. She doesn't look at Kari because she's got her eyes on the road, and hopefully Kari understands that's the reason why she's not looking at him. But she says, "Thank you. You know I'd do the same for you, right?"
Oh god, fuck.
And then
wait. Yep. I will burn a token to use my strong move of let myself be loved.
And just, oh, Jesus. Like,
close my eyes and lean back on the seat. And there's like a bruise coming up on the collarbone. And not on the collarbone, on the cheekbone. And it's just already starting to swell. But like, he smiles a little bit. And just like, yeah, I know, Hawk. I know. And the smile is real. It's just small.
And then the second time that this is going to be used is Sol is just like, I bet we can use this to get pretty far from here. And as long as we're careful, keep our heads down, I bet we can lose them. Just sort of trying to generally reassure everybody and take the edge off the fear that, you know, they may be caught.
When we get there, we're not going to have to deal with this bullshit anymore, right? There'll be people like us there, right? Who will have our backs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm spending a token here to tell someone what I hope my destination will be like.
Yeah, Kari joins in the little chorus of yeah as well.
I
kind of think that's it.
I mean, that yeah. might be it, right?
I think that's just it.
There's... The rain, starts to peter out and comes to a stop. Mm-hmm. And the sun peeks through as we floor it.
Back yep. out onto the highway.
Is there anything over the credits or anything, you know, any last montage here?
I need a good exit title theme.
Mm-hmm.
Hit me.
God.
Wait. Hold on, I'm gonna go to my Sable playlist. Real quick. Fucking Dust in the Wind by Kansas.
No. Veto.
Absolutely not.
It has been forbidden.
Okay.
Carry On My Wayward Son is also forbidden.
No, actually, I think...
I unironically love Dust in the Wind, Fight Me. Could it be Welcome Home by Radical Face?
I think it's Cherry Lane by Ezra Furman.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
That's fair.
I don't know if any of you have heard it, but... Hold on. I'm gonna link you in the chat. Because it's perfect. Yeah, I think that fades up as the camera pans up from the car on the road. Or mm-hmm. no, the car's coming towards the camera, and then it does the mm-hmm. Pan down, and then the car goes past and it looks straight down at the road and kind of flips around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As we drive off into the distance. And then I think just there's a last shot over my last shot over the credits is just charcoal wings against the sky.
Yep.
Flickering.
Yep. Yes.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
Mm.
Exceptionally good. Damn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. It's time for outros.
Thank you guys so much for playing this with me. I really love, what we did here. This was really good. Thank you for playing my game.
We did some good
shit. you can find this game at fadingroots.itch.io/exodus, where you can also get the companion book, or order a copy of the zine, which by the time this airs will be out and in the world. Yeah, thank you all for playing. I've been Erica. You can find me at Fading Roots on Twitter.
I have been Kales. You can find me on Twitter at Citadel of Swords. You can still find the games I write at citadelofswords.itch.io, where I, and come talk to me. I love friends.
I've been Dora. You can find me on Twitter at HarpyDora. You can find the games I wrote at HarpyDora.itch.io. You can find the podcast on Twitter and Tumblr at FTLcast. And you can find our Patreon at patreon.com/FTLcast.
And I have been Jade and will continue to be having a lot of emotions about Kairi Vaylon over at Jade Oxford Rose on Twitter. Please come join me. And yeah, if you want to see me play D&D or run some stuff, twitch.tv/naturalruckus, Monday and Fridays.
All right, let's clap.
Let's clap.